As California enters another wildfire season in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Gavin Newsom says the coronavirus crisis will not keep the state from focusing on preventing wildfires.
We're focused on C-19, we're focused on coronavirus mitigation, trying to do our best to suppress the spread. At the same time, we've got to mitigate and suppress these fires as we move into wildfire season. This is top priority of this state, the legislature, and our administration, and I want folks to know that we are not going to step back despite the economic headwinds of our responsibility to meet this moment as well as we try to meet so many other moments in the midst of this crisis.
Newsom will introduce a revised budget proposal to the legislature Thursday and laid out what measures the May revise include to mitigate wildfires this year. It increases the Office of Emergency Services budget by $127 million. $85.7 million more to CAL FIRE to hire additional personnel before peak fire season. The governor also says the state will get an additional 26 new fire engines and new Black Hawk helicopters. But the governor says they had to pull back in certain areas in the budget to the Office of Emergency Services and CAL FIRE because of the deficits caused by COVID-19. He stresses California and other Western states need support from the federal government.
2 days ago, we sent a letter signed not only by six governors from six different states, but by six legislative leaders in both houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives, or in the assemblies of those respective states. I don't know that there's a lot of precedent for a letter signed by so many individuals requesting support from the federal government. This is not just about the state of California. These deficits are so profound and so pronounced for one thing, COVID-19. The federal government must do more to help support these states.
Newsom says there has been a 60% increase in the total number of wildfires this year compared to last year. 246 wildfires have occurred in the state just in the last week. Newsom says the situation is getting worse each year, which is due to climate change.
The hots are getting hotter, the dries are getting drier, the wets are getting wetter. There is a new reality. For those that don't believe in climate change or science, I remind them when appropriate, after our stay-at-home orders are lifted, when you can come in without fear of transmission of this deadly virus, come to California, visit us, learn about climate change firsthand, because even if you deny it, your own eyes may tell you something very, very different.
Newsom also provided the latest COVID-19 infections and deaths. 87 people have died in the last 24 hours. 1,759 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. Over 32,000 tests were conducted in the state in the last day. The governor says ICU and hospitalization trends have been stable over the last few weeks. The governor also announced that 10 counties have now met the requirements set by the state and will now move further into reopening their economy, including Yuba and Sierra counties. I'm Lena Muniz, reporting for KPFA.